Why did Project First Contact fail? Hello again. I'm Marie Swaru. Glad to see you here again. Project First Contact was a United Federation of Planets-sponsored research operation to investigate and provide data for the Federation to know if the general population of planet Earth was ready or not for total extraterrestrial disclosure, together with full population contact and communication with human-like beings from other planets. It started to enter operation around the year 2008, and it ended in the year 2016, although some people argue that it ended in 2017. The star races that participated in the project were the Alphratans, or Centauri, the same race, the Antarians, and the Tagetans, leading the way with 35,000 in Earth orbit, being the most numerous by far. The project's procedure was fairly simple. From the Tagetan point of view, it consisted of thousands of them entering the human internet to interact with just about anyone they could find there, and in all the social media platforms they could go into. However, all the people pertaining to star races participating in the project had to follow the same rules and restrictions that are still being applied to me and my group, such as not being able to talk openly, and having to communicate by typing only. And the participants needed to follow the mandates based on the Prime Directive, as is to be expected. Please see my quick reference Prime Directive video for more details, it is easy to find. To enforce those rules, the Federation set up a large internet server system to force all the traffic and communications coming from starships in Earth's orbit to pass through it before entering the human internet, with this efficiently able to monitor, control, and censor all the information, all that went through. This system is still operational nowadays. In the case of Tagetans, the volunteers were usually young people in their teens or early 20s, mostly female, probably simply because of the feminine affinity for communication and social talk in general. They sat in special computer and communication decks inside the larger starships, such as the Talika-class heavy cruisers that back then were quite numerous in Earth's orbit. Each volunteer had a special U-shaped cubicle with digital computer screens surrounding them and one Tagetan holographic computer terminal there as well, from where they entered the human internet directly and openly looked for contact with anyone that would wish to talk to them. And they would openly state, or say that they were extraterrestrials to all their new contacts. The whole purpose of the project was to be open and transparent, as claimed by the Federation, although it's hard to be open and transparent when they don't allow you to use your own voice. As far as I understand, the places they entered the most were open chats everywhere, in the now extinct Google+, Facebook, the comments section below YouTube videos, and in all available platforms where written text was the main means of communication. Just to be clear, I wasn't here back then, I arrived quite recently, but the Tagetan crew member who you probably know the most and that participated directly as a volunteer in Project First Contact was Anika of Tema, but I know all these details because I've talked about this project with other crew members here quite extensively. As the volunteers went along, and as their communication efforts advanced, they wrote detailed reports to their project managers and coordinators, and each weekend they held a council to discuss the direction each one of them should take with their contacts if they had any, and, for that, they started to follow terrestrial days of the week as a reference. Their main source of contacts started to be open chat web pages. And there is where the problems started to appear, problems that those first volunteers and their managers apparently were unable to detect, much less be able to do anything about them. They used any open chat page they could find because that would be the most efficient place to start to communicate with any human who went into those pages, precisely because they were looking for social contact. The most common reaction was simple disbelief, many times ending in the human insulting the volunteers who were claiming to be extraterrestrials, making fun of them, or simply terminating the conversation for good. But something else started to occur on a large scale. The volunteers didn't realize that the reason those humans were on those chat pages was for dating purposes, and not because the humans craved any kind of intellectual interaction, much less extraterrestrial communication, as most of them simply don't care and don't believe in extraterrestrials. As the vast majority of the people who enter those chat pages were men, and the volunteers were mostly young idealistic females, the problem started because no one thought of the cultural differences between the star races and the human ones. The human men started to make advances on the non-human females, who in turn were blind to such advances precisely because of those cultural differences, because they related those advances as simple friendliness and not with something more personal or sexual. So the female volunteers simply accepted those advances without thinking about the consequences of that, and what is worse, without setting any limits or healthy boundaries, as they failed to see the need to do so, being just about completely blind to what was really going on, and to the reason why the human was paying so much attention to them. The human males, on the other hand, started to ignore the extraterrestrial claims of the female volunteers, seeing them as simple New Age girls playing out a starseed, science fiction fantasy they didn't care about, and were very well prepared to forgive as long as the female would give in to their advances. In other words, the men didn't care if the girl was a complete nutter as long as she was receptive to his sexual interests. It was a recipe for disaster. And what made things a lot worse, was that some female volunteers who fell into that situation and who did realize what was going on did fall into this trap, forming some sort of neurotic impossible relationship with their contactees, that was absolutely destined to fail from the very start and in an epic manner, simply because of the Federation restrictions they were subjected to, in the first place. As for the male volunteers, apparently, the situation and the cultural combination did not favor the formation of neurotic relationships as much, although I'm aware of at least two such cases, but I hardly have any more data about that side of this problem. The way Project First Contact was conducted was flawed to start with, and so were their conclusions that basically state that humans in general, and as the mass of the population goes, are in no way ready for contact with star races, not even of the human-looking kind, much less with the ones that do not look human. In the first place, open chat places are just about the very worst places to go in looking for an intelligent conversation. The people there are focused on one thing only, dating. And even as for dating, those places don't favor finding anyone with advanced ethics and spirituality, as just about all of you know. Those places are basically a total waste of time, as the objective of the people there and their frequency and vibration have nothing to do with the one of the volunteers. Sending First Contact Project volunteers into those chat places is comparable to having sent them into a low-level pub or bar to evaluate the intellectual level of humankind and their spiritual awareness. They simply will not be able to find humankind's finest examples there. The most advanced members of humankind simply don't waste their time in those places, as they obviously have much better things to do with their time. This also means that advanced humans will also know that there is no point in trying to force the mass of the general population to appreciate the things they like, such as all intellectual activities. They know that they cannot force others to advance and leave all their addictions, both physical and mental. The mass of the most advanced specimens of humankind and culture are silent, difficult to find, and much into their books and their personal bubbles, yet that does not mean they are any less important and influential. Project First Contact ended sometime in 2016 or 2017, mostly because of all the problems and social frictions it created for both sides, but unfortunately, the races that were involved in that experiment, and subsequently the Federation, made their decision that humanity at large is not prepared for direct contact based solely on the very dubious results of this project. The data was flawed from the very start. They never looked for the correct people in the correct places, based simply on the ignorance of the star races themselves. They arrived on Earth orbit and openly started to talk to humans in an absurdly open manner, and with no counsel at all from people who may have known better. For example, they should have asked for help from all the stellar people who had experience as step-downs, as those would have the necessary knowledge and experience to guide the full Stellus more intelligently. Although there is always a lot more to say, I'd like to leave it here for today. Thank you for watching my video, and I hope to see you here next time. With much love, Marie Soirou.